The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With recent figures from the central bank showing Irish mortgage interest rates to be the joint highest in the Eurozone, our next guest thinks some serious changes to the market are needed. Fianna Fáil MEP representing Ireland South, Billy Kelleher, is on the line. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Pat.
Okay, this is a ridiculous situation, but it's been like that for years and years and years. What are the barriers to us getting access to European banks who'd loan us at that low rate? Or is it simply that they don't want to come here to play?
Well, there's a bit of both in that argument, actually, Pat. I mean, a lot of banks don't want to come to Ireland at the moment. There is obstacles, I suppose, in the sense that of our traditional banking system in Ireland, it's a small market. You know, there's also the risk of not being able to secure your asset in terms of default of payment. That's an issue. But I mean, overall, we also have a challenge because of the, you know, the collapse of the banking system in Ireland in 2008 right through to 2010. European regulators are still obligating Irish banks to hold large amounts of capital when lending, and that's putting them at a disadvantage as well competitively vis-a-vis other European banks. So I think there's both national problems and also European regulatory oversight is putting a burden on Irish banks based on historical facts rather than their balance sheets of today.
I've come across a case where people squatted effectively in a house without paying their mortgage, and eventually the bank had to buy them out rather than go the court route. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yes, I mean, like, nobody wants to see people who are genuinely making an effort to pay their mortgage, or, you know, if they fall on hard times, that there's a window of opportunity for them to get back up and running again. But I mean, there is a situation whereby in the event of people making no effort to repay, well, then if there's no repossession, it means that other mortgage holders in the system are paying for the for that fact. Yeah. So I mean, moral hazard is one thing, but there has to be at some stage a finality to a person who is making no effort to make a repayment on a property. And that does impact.
Can you see any party, though, Billy, including, can you see any party, including your own, deciding to toughen it up and say, look, if you're blackguarding the system, you're out on your ear. However, if you're on hard times, you know, your bank will be encouraged to make some sort of provision with you so you can stay in your home, which would be a reasonable thing to do. But I can't imagine any party saying, listen, anyone who's squatting in a house when they have some ability to pay, out you go if you don't honour your obligation. Which party is going to stand up and say that?
Yes, but I think what would be fair, Pat, would be if people are making an effort. Sometimes, you know, they may not be able to repay the mortgage, so they could be, the state could purchase the home and they would lease it off them for a determined number of years. I mean,
they might just pay the state then. The people who are not paying the bank because they're blackguarding the system won't pay the state either, you know. So
yes, but the genuine ones will, and they'll make an effort. But at some stage, there has to be an end of the road for those who are making no effort to pay. And what's happening, of course, is the legal system is very complex in Ireland, and it takes a very protracted period, long period of time before you exhaust all legal avenues and eventually will repossess. In Europe, I mean, it's quite rapid. Repossessions happen very, very quickly. Now, I'm not advocating for quick and easy repossessions, but there has to be some way of guaranteeing that if you do not make any effort to pay a mortgage, there has to be. But that's only one part of the overall picture, Pat.
Sure it is. But Billy, the point being that if you want to get lending from the Eurozone, well, the banks have to have a presence here in order to do it. Given the situation you have described there about, you know, the complex legal system, the impossibility of repossession and so on, why would they come in here? Why would they actually put themselves at risk?
Well, I mean, that is one case, but it's also profitability. You would think if you had a very efficient system of banking in terms of not having an awful lot of retail stores across or shops across Ireland, if you were just providing mortgages through other lending agencies or through brokers, you know, let's be clear, I mean, the Irish...
The asset would still be... Additional. It doesn't matter how it's done. If the asset is in Ireland, and it doesn't matter which is the lender, whether it's Bank of Ireland or Deutsche Bank, whoever it might be, the same difficulty would apply to getting a hold of your asset if there was a default, no matter where you're banking from.
Yes, but Pat, the vast majority of people in Ireland do pay their mortgages. They do make an effort to pay their mortgages. And when they fall on difficult times, they still make an effort to repay their mortgages. There's very few people who are blackguarding the system, as you describe. And there should be a mechanism in place to guarantee that there is at some stage an end of the road for people who make no effort, you know, because otherwise you're asking all other mortgage holders to pay. But the big issue here is that, look, on a €225,000 mortgage, the average Irish person is paying €2,000 additionally over and above the EU average per annum. And that in itself, you know, I think puts us at a competitive disadvantage. Sure. As an economy, as a people, because we are competing within the European market as well. So I think we need to address the home repossessions, but that's just one particular facet. The other part is that the banking authorities in Europe are obligating Irish banks to retain additional capital buffers, which is really putting huge pressure on their profitability as well. So there's both national issues and European issues that have to be resolved. But at the end of the day, it is the mortgage holder who's paying for all of this.
Okay, but are our banks out of the woods? I mean, would it be appropriate to lessen the capital impositions upon them if they're not truly out of the woods?
Well, I mean, if you look at their balance sheets, I mean, they have, removed an awful lot of the non-performing loans over the last number of years. So, I mean, they have whittled that down quite substantially. And I think the difficulty we have is that the European banking authorities look at Irish banks in a historical context. So it takes a long time to wash, even though your bad loans have been be removed from your balance sheet, it takes a long time to wash that through the system. And I just believe that they have to be more proactive in assessing banks based on the here and now rather than on the historical evaluation. So that's a concern I have. And that does, I mean, an Irish bank has to retain about 3 to 4 times the capital of the average European bank. And that in itself drags profitability down, makes it difficult for Irish banks to lend as competitively as European banks as well. So, as I said, there's, you know, the lack of competition is the biggest issue, obviously, but there is barriers to banks coming in, as you mentioned, guaranteeing your asset in the event of default, and also European regulatory authorities burdening Irish banks with increased capital over and above European authority averages.
Now, there is another element of this which we should talk about. There are setup fees in many Eurozone banking systems, so that when we look at 1.3% versus 2.9%, I'm told it should be really 1.6% versus 2.9%, which is still a huge differential. But there are hidden costs that we don't have in this jurisdiction, but they do have in Europe, the so-called setup costs, which are common in commercial lending in Ireland, by the way, but not in domestic lending.
Yes, in general, in domestic lending in Ireland, there's no setup costs. It's about 0.3 or to 30 basis points in Europe on average. So, yeah, even if you add that to the European average, you're still at 1.6% versus 2.79%. So, you know, even looking at all of these particular issues and trying to, you know, compare like with like, there still is a disparity of at least 1%, which is quite a substantial amount in terms of annual repayments.
But again, finally, Billy, you're in the Parliament. Can you do anything about this, or are you just kind of making noise about it now because it is something we'd love to have access to Eurozone rates? But is there any prospect anywhere on the horizon for it to happen?
Well, the banking union probably is an area that we're pushing for. In other words, that there will be closer integration of the banking systems across Europe. That in itself might be an avenue of allowing banks into Ireland. But the broader issue is, you know, we consistently highlight with the European Central Bank, with the previous president of the bank and now this president as well. You know, we consistently highlight it when they come before the committees, and I consistently ask this question. And we are getting a bit of traction. There is now a certain understanding that, you know, you can't have a situation where you have outliers like Ireland and Greece and others that are completely at variance with the EU average in the Eurozone. So there is a spotlight being shone on it, and, you know, we have to unearth the reasons why. We have identified them, and we need solutions, and we need solutions both domestically and at a European level.
All right, Billy, thank you very much for joining us. That's Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP representing Ireland South.